Well, our scripture text this week and my message is entitled The Great Reveal. Comes from John's Gospel, chapter 12. And this subtitle, this particular, well, you got it on the screen there too, Jesus Predicts His Death. So hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem to attend the Passover paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip told Andrew about it, and they went together to ask Jesus. Jesus replied, red letter edition, "The time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory. The truth is, a kernel of wheat must be planted in this soil, and unless it dies, it will be alone, a single seed, but its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who despise their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. All those who want to be my disciples must come and follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And if they follow me, the Father will honor them. Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from what lies ahead? But that is the very reason why I came. Father, bring glory to your name." Then a voice spoke from heaven, saying, "I have already brought it glory, and I will do it again." And when the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder, and others declared, "An angel has spoken to him." And then Jesus said to them again, red letter edition, "The voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time of judgment for the world has come, and when the prince of this world will be cast out, and when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this to indicate how he was going to die. "Die?" asked the crowd. "We understood from Scripture that the Messiah would live forever. Why are you saying the Son of Man will die? Who is this Son of Man you're talking about?" Red letter edition and conclusion. Jesus replied, "My light will shine out for you just a little longer. Walk in it while you can, so you cannot stumble when the darkness falls. If you walk in the darkness, you cannot see where you're going. Believe in the light while there's still time, and you will become children of the light." And after saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.